Cinemix Podcast Adventure. Please don't tell Mom or else we'll get a lecture. We still got microphones and we got really cool guests. It's a Cinemix Podcast.
Hey, Lucy. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello,
Emmett, are you there?
Lucy.
Yeah, I can hear you.
This is the computer that I'm talking to.
Okay.
And you can hear me.
I read you loud and clear, buddy. I read you loud and clear.
And I can hear you, too.
Good. Okay, great.
I brought my headphones.
You did? Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I brought them to sleepaway camp.
You did. Oh, man. You know, you're an annoying little brother, but I really miss you while you're at sleepaway camp.
I miss you too, Lucy. It's scary. It's very scary.
Scary? Why is it scary?
Well, you see, do you know how at home I have a bed to sleep in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same deal here. Same idea, except it's not my bed.
Okay, so you're like sleeping in someone else's bed with them, in the bed with you?
Well, no, I do get a bed to myself. They're bunk beds, and I do get the top bunk of the bunk bed, which is also pretty scary.
You love the top bunk. You sleep on the top bunk at home. I know this because when you wet the bed, it drips on my face.
Yeah. And that is a problem as well, because the kid below me, Jeremy, do you remember Jeremy from school?
Yeah, Jeremy.
He's not too happy about the pee dripping on him, so I have to really try hard not to pee this night, and I don't know if I can do it.
Well, you're going to have to pull through, because, you know, I personally might appreciate it that when you come home from sleepaway camp, you're not peeing the bed every night, and I'm not waking with a face full of pee.
Right. You think I could learn from this experience?
Perhaps. You know, maybe this is a growth moment for you. Since you're 8 years old, you know, it's time for you to kind of figure out your place in the world and that it's not all about you peeing yourself.
Well, it is interesting because I think I am learning that my place in the world is in my bed at home. I am learning that because I don't like this bed at all, and I miss Mom and Dad and I miss you, and I think that is where I would rather be than at sleepaway camp with kids from school who don't like me.
I know, but look, like, you're just there for a couple of nights, and it's going to be good for you. And then at the end, we're going to come and see your Christmas pageant. So
I think I want to do more Christmas pageants. That's the other thing I'm learning. I think I might, when we get home, I think I might invest more of my time into doing Christmas pageants.
Like all year round?
Yeah, I think, well, that's the thing. You said I'm going out and about into the real world and learning about myself. And I think what I've learned is I like sleeping in my own bed and that I want to do Christmas pageants every day.
Every day.
So I still think I want to be Dad when I grow up, but I think I might want to do Christmas pageants every day. I know Dad doesn't do that, but he could.
No, but he does really have an affinity for Christmas. I saw him trying on a red suit. I don't know who he's kidding, because we know he's not Santa Claus, but...
No, because Santa's real.
Uh-huh.
But he could dress up as Santa, because that's always fun when he does that at...
It's fun. I just hope he doesn't Christmas get stuck party. In the chimney again, because I heard a story about a guy's friend, whose dad, who's got stuck in the chimney and died when he was trying to play Santa Claus.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's not like Christmas at all.
That could happen, and that could be, like, a serious issue.
Okay, well, we could tell Dad not to do that.
Yeah, let's tell Dad not to do that.
And from my point of view, he probably doesn't want to die. It just seems like it.
No. Yeah, he seems like the kind of guy who wants to stay alive for, like, a pretty long time. Like, one day, he was crying a lot, and he looked at me, and he was like, I just want to see you grow old and get married and be happy. And I was like, gosh, Dad, chill out. I'm 12.
Wow,
and he was like, yeah, seriously, right? I was like, do you want some chocolate? Because sometimes when Mom cries and she has chocolate, she's fine. He said no, and then he just went back to looking at old pictures. I don't know. Because he was looking at a picture of this dog that...
Okay.
And he wouldn't tell me anything about the dog. He was just like, it was just a really good friend. Man's best friend. And then he cried a lot more.
Oh. Interesting.
So I think Dad was like just facing his own mortality that night or something.
Right.
And I just happened to walk in. And then I asked him if I could have a cookie. And he gave me the whole box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, Dad should reflect on his own mortality more often.
I know, right? I would have so many more cookies.
You have so many cookies. It's, yeah. He had a dog, and wants to see you grow up. So do you think that when he grows up, he wants to be a dog that watches you grow up?
I think so. It's kind of like that movie, Shaggy Dog. Remember Mom made us watch it that one time? Yeah. She was like, I grew up with this. This is content you need,
that
children.
That movie was so funny. The guy was a dog sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Not all the time.
Yeah, and he was so funny. He did a good noise.
Good noise?
Remember the noise he made when he was the dog?
No.
Well, I don't know
was
how to do
it. Was it Bow Wow?
I think it was something like Bow Wow or Woof Woof or something like that. But it's funny because he was a person being a dog. So that's what Dad wants to be.
Dad wants to be a dog when he grows up.
When he grows up. Yeah. How is the school playground without us there?
Honestly, my class has been doing like this full like recess like giant game of dodgeball that everybody's getting in on. But it's the kind of dodgeball where, like, there's no winners. And so, like, if you get someone out, you're also out. So everyone is just, like, trying to hide the balls. So it's, like, this new way of playing dodgeball because, like, we were, like, we're getting hurt by the balls.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah,
we don't like hurting other people because, like, we're not in, like, Mom and Dad's generation where, like, they were emotionally unavailable and didn't understand how to express themselves without violent actions. And we're, like, well, we're not like that. We're peaceful people, so like we want everyone to just like have a good time, so it's called peaceful dodgeball and it's really cool, but it's probably gonna be done by the time you're back.
Oh I want to play peaceful dodgeball.
Start peaceful dodgeball at sleepaway camp.
Do you think they would let me? Do you think it's in the Christmas spirit?
I mean it's very in the Christmas spirit because it's so peaceful. You're supposed to spread peace and joy and love at Christmas,
right? Yeah is that why you're doing it? Because it's Christmas
time. I just want everyone to follow my directions because I'm the boss of it. So
right. You want to be the leader because you want to be in charge of everyone and you want everyone to follow your rule. And your rule is peace.
My rule is peace.
Mm-hmm. You want everyone to be happy and peaceful.
Yeah. And if they don't follow my rules, I beat them up. So
at the threat of violence. Yep. Yeah. Subjugation, I think they call that.
Well, that's a big word for you.
Yeah.
Can you spell that?
Yep. S-S. Subjugation. Subjugation. Subjugation.
Gation isn't a letter.
Four letters. S-U-B-J and gation.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, what else do you have to report on at sleepaway camp?
Well, you see, I'm learning all these big letters because of the camp counselor there as my new friend. Probably my best friend in the whole world. His name is Paul is in grade 10.
Wow.
Did you know that there was a grade 10?
I did. I'm going to be in it real soon.
Wait, you're in grade 7? 8.
7.
And I'm 8 years old. And Paul is 10 years old from grade 10. And he's
That doesn't make any
kid.
Sense.
Right, you're right. You're right.
He's not 10 years old in grade 10.
You're right. Different years old. He's 10 years school years old. I don't know how old he is. He's huge.
Oh, okay.
He's
cool.
Huge. And he's
really
nice.
I bet he'd be
nice.
Good at peaceful dodgeball. Maybe I should make him my, like, enforcer. So when people aren't being peaceful, he can go and beat them up for me.
Well, no, he doesn't even like beating them up. He actually thinks that he says subjugation is wrong.
Oh, this is where you learned this word. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he's an amalkist. An amarchist.
Amarchist?
Amarchist.
Amarchist.
Mm-hmm. He thinks the government shouldn't exist.
Which I
agree with.
He likes to make marks. He's a marxist.
He's a marxist. A marxist? No, hold on. He's a marxist and an amarchist. Yeah, he's a marxist and an amarchist.
Okay.
Are those things that you are aware of, Lucy?
No.
They're government ideals, he says. And he wants there to be no government, and he wants everybody to have the same money.
I don't really know much about the government except for the mayor and sometimes.
Oh, the mayor.
Yeah, like when Mom's not being nice to me, I say, hey, Mom, I'm going to tell the mayor on you. And then she's like, And then she just laughs at me. So I don't know if it's like a real threat. Like, I don't think the government is that threatening if mom's not afraid of the mayor.
Oh, she doesn't actually think that the mayor is going to tell on her?
No, I think she's just indulging me. Pretending.
Indulging you, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like dad did with the cookies.
Yeah, I indulged in those cookies pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the mayor? Have you talked to the mayor?
Yes, Mayor Diamond. Mayor Diamond is really actually not that nice. So she has, I would describe her as a woman who carries mice in her pockets. But like
those people, yeah, we always talk about those types of people.
Yeah, and then she has this sort of weird smell. It's like these like damp rose petals or something.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Well, it's kind of like, it's sort of like a sewage, because it's like these old like decaying rose petals.
Mm-hmm. It's like kind of like a grandma grandpa smell.
Yeah, but worse. I think it's because she carries mice in her pockets.
Oh, she actually carries mice in her pockets.
I mean, I say I would describe her as such, but that's because I'm pretty sure you've
seen her put mice in her pockets.
Yeah.
Do you think that she's friends with the mice? Do you think that she is perhaps the mayor of the mice people as well as the mayor of the people?
I mean, she must be, because, like why else would she be carrying mice around? Like, what other purpose would it serve to carry mice around?
She's the mouse queen.
She's the mouse queen. Do you think she lives in like when she goes home to her mayor's mansion? Mm-hmm, do you think like she actually has like a little hole like in her baseboard, like just a little like an archway, and then she goes in there and that's where she sleeps because she's the mouse queen?
Do you think she sleeps with the mouses?
I think she probably mouse house
in her little mayor mansion.
Yeah, and then she probably, like, you know how you can, like, get mice, you could train them to walk a tightrope? I think she probably trains them, and then she's also walking the tightrope, because she's jealous of their talent.
That would make sense, because if she sees this really skilled mouse, she would want to also be a really skilled mouse queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I actually think the government should exist. This all sounds quite nice. I might have to tell Paul I disagree with him.
Okay.
Because of the little mouse house and the little mayor mansion for the mouse queen and the mayor people mayor to live in.
Yeah.
And the mouse rope.
Well, the mouse
queen, yeah, if the mouse queen walks the tightrope, yeah, I think then all is well with the world.
Okay. Well, if all is well with the world, I think we should take a quick break because I just need to double check that mom's not coming in anytime soon. And yeah, if you constantly have to pee, so we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Okay, we are back,
and
we
I'm
are ready.
Emmett.
Well, all right, fine,
and this
whatever.
This is the podcast, where this we record a podcast.
Yeah. And this week, Emmett's at sleepaway camp, so he stole some of the recording equipment, and we're talking on the computer, and Emmett is
Dad's
hiding.
Laptop.
You took his entire whole laptop? I didn't. Yeah. I thought you were just like on a camp computer. You took his whole laptop?
Nope. I took his MacBook Pro.
Maybe that's why he was crying so much, looking at pictures of his dog. He didn't have his laptop.
Yeah, it might have to do with his questioning of mortality based on his need for physical items.
Well, you know, because usually he's just like on that laptop all day, every day. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a distraction technique away from the real world.
Exactly.
That's what Paul told me. That's part of the subjugation is the laptop.
Yeah.
But I don't think he knows about the mouse queen.
I don't think he does. I think he's going to have to learn about the mouse queen pretty soon, though, because
absolutely.
If the mouse queen's going to take real over. World.
Well, yeah, I mean, these political ideals are good, but if you don't actually think about the real world and how the mouse queen lives in a mouse house in the mayor mansion, then you just aren't going to be awake for it, you know?
You're not going to be awake for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the, I think that's my goal for 2023. I want to be awake for it.
Awake it for
being it. Being the mouse queen.
The mouse queen. Yeah, well, mouse queen. Mouse Queen Nation Rise Up. Hashtag us at hashtag Mouse Queen Nation Rise Up on Instagram.
That's us.
Post yourself being the Mouse Queen, riding the mouse tightrope in the mouse house in the Mayor Mansion.
Yeah.
That's our social media outreach today.
You know what's really weird? There's like something floating around your head in your camp cabin that I can see, and it's leaving this like little white trail of light. And I thought it was dust, but it just keeps flying in circles, and it's so weird.
Oh,
they're flying everywhere.
I saw it that time. Do you think it's a ghost?
It might be a ghost. I feel like you're surrounded by ghosts right now.
Eh, it could be a haunted camp.
I'm pretty sure you're at haunted camp.
The haunted camp with the ghosts of Christmas past.
Past, present, and future.
And future, like the movie we watched.
Yes, Spirited, starring Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that was really good. They sang so many songs.
Oh, I love that movie. I think it's my new favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, other than Elf, of course.
Elf is really good, but I did like when Will Ferrell looked at Buddy the Elf in the movie and he was like, "You look really stupid."
Yeah, but Elf looks cool, which was interesting. Because he was lying about it.
It's true. He was fully lying.
He was just lying in the movie.
Just a big liar. Okay, so guess what, Emmett? We have listener questions today. Because we don't have any special guests, but from listeners of the podcast, we have listener questions. We're going to be answering their questions. We're going to give them some advice, and maybe we're going to give them some tips and some tricks on how to live their lives. Wow. So we're going to get started. Do you want to ask the first question, or do you want me to?
I'll ask the first question.
Okay, great. Go.
So this question comes from Petey the Squirrel, who you may remember.
Yeah, I see him outside. He's stashing a lot of nuts in his mouth right now.
Oh, he's getting ready. He's getting real jacked for Christmas.
Real jacked.
Putting some trees on the, or bows on the trees and some nuts in his mouth.
Yeah, he loves
it. Petey asks, "I just learned to write. Let me know if you can read this."
What if I only heard it?
Oh, interesting. Well, okay. Well, I suppose I can address this as I am the one who's physically reading this scrawl. So this came to me on a little leaf.
Oh!
With what
appears
to be...
That's unbelievable.
Lucy. That was good. What was I saying?
It came to you on a leaf.
It came to me on a leaf. So Petey the Squirrel wrote to me on a leaf, and within the leaf there was scratches on the leaf. Scratches as if writing from a squirrel's fingers that have claws on them. And it says
squirrel's fingers.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's just torn through as if like this was just paper. He tore through this leaf like it was just paper. Or butter or something like that is also quite soft. But it says, "I just learned to write. Let me know if you can read this." And what I think is that I can read it, given that I just did.
Good. Well, that's good. So
Petey's learning. Do you think Petey is evolving?
I think Petey has evolved beyond what most people would expect a squirrel can do. Because
he can raise his arms above his head, and he can talk to us and write to us.
Yeah.
And he's...
His arms can't go above his head.
Sorry, his arms
tiny
can't.
Little arms.
Cannot go above his head.
Oh, Petey.
Petey. Well, Petey's great.
Okay, good.
So much for writing to us, Petey. I think my thing about Petey is I think that maybe the amount that he works out is making his brain bigger, too. He might be exercising his brain.
It might be that. I sometimes see him doing Sudokus in the tree.
Oh, my God. I can't even do a Sudoku.
Me either. What is that even?
I don't think I even really know what that is even either.
It's a lot of numbers and a lot of adding.
I don't know if I believe in numbers, you know?
Yeah. I think I would much rather believe that there is like a rodent king or queen. And that Petey is one of them. So maybe like a mouse queen and a squirrel king.
Squirrel king.
That could be fun.
Petey could be the squirrel king and Mare Diamond could be the mouse queen, and then they could rule over rodent land.
Yeah.
In their little
or just
house.
Regular land, like planet Earth.
Oh, do you think that we want the rodents in charge? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want the rats in charge, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But like all rodents. So like it could be rats, bats, mice, squirrels,
Capybaras. Yeah.
Groundhogs.
Yeah.
Chipmunks. Yep.
squirrels.
What else is a rodent?
I think that kangaroos, probably.
Kangaroos.
They feel like rodents. Maybe a dog or a cat could be a rodent if it had little enough teeth.
Beavers.
Beavers, definitely
Beavers
rodents.
Beavers could be rodents.
Beavers could be rodents. Do you think mom and dad could be rodents?
I think so. Okay. I think, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I think that some people on planet Earth are actually just rodents mm-hmm. in disguise.
That would make sense. That would track with the grand scheme of, yeah, of the world that
of
we are.
Of planet Earth, yeah.
Yeah, that we are discovering quickly about the Mouse Queen and the Squirrel King and the Mouse House and the Mouse Trampoline.
Mouse Trampoline?
I just discovered it.
Wow.
It's a little that's trampoline. Exciting. They jump up and down.
Cool.
On the trampoline.
Well, that's... Okay, so...
Does that answer your question, Petey the Squirrel?
I hope it does. He's gone. He went to lift weights.
He was out at the window first? Oh, I miss Petey.
Well, yeah, he was doing his Sudoku.
Oh, I miss Petey. I wish he was at squirrel camp with me.
Well, his home is here, and mm-hmm. he needs to take care of his many, many nuts.
Yeah,
that's and his true. Tiny, tiny jacked arms.
I suppose he doesn't have time to.
They're
to
get so over small, here. But so jacked.
Yes, it's quite cute. It's quite
okay,
nice.
Let's go to the next question. I have a question.
More questions.
This is from my friend Sam, and she says, "How to save money for a house." That's all she wrote. How to save money for a house.
That is a really interesting question. Do you want to take this one on, Lucy?
I mean, so from what I know, like, mom and dad provide us with a house.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we technically don't have to save money for a house.
How to save money for a house. Yeah,
so, okay. I think you should go back to your parents mm-hmm. and say, look, I want to have a house. Can mm-hmm. you please let me live in your house? I know it's big enough because I still have a room there and I would like it to be my room and this is now my house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's what I would say.
Yeah, because the thing is that you lived there at one point and that means there's guaranteed enough room for you there. So you just have to take your room back and whatever was in there goes in the garbage probably.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so do you think the answer to Sam's question is no?
Correct.
The answer is no.
No, you don't save for a house. No. You just commandeer it from your parents. Yeah. I learned that word commandeer from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, wow. Commandeer this vessel.
Yes. So you steal it. Commandeer the vessel of the house.
Yeah, like a captain.
Like a pirate.
Yeah. Like a pirate, yes. Okay, so the answer is no, comma, piracy.
Piracy. Your parents' house.
Your parents' house, yep. That was really good. I hope Sam can learn from that.
Yeah, you're welcome, Sam. No
all
problem.
Of our listeners. Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. Should I do a new question?
Yeah.
All right. This one comes from a listener by the name of Graham. Graham asks, how much does all the candy at Loblaws cost? So Graham is probably referring to the grocery store Loblaws. Mm-hmm. When he asked the question about how much does all the candy at Loblaws cost. This is really interesting. I've definitely thought about this a lot. And it is interesting because it follows the thread of money, which seems to be on the topic of everybody's mind.
Yeah.
So it's and there was how to save money for a house. And the answer to that is quite simply no. But this one is how much does all the candy at Loblaws cost?
Yeah, but okay. So I have a few questions because like I know there's at least two Loblaws's because dad goes to one and mom goes to the other one.
Because they don't want to be seen at the same Loblaws.
Well, and also I think mom was really mad that the Loblaws on Rutherford Drive didn't have the chocolate that she wanted one time. So she vowed to never go there again.
That makes
and
sense.
And dad thought that was really stupid. So he vowed to never go to the other one again.
Only go to... Okay, so there's two Loblaws. One of them doesn't have chocolate. So that actually cuts some of the cost because... Oh, no. Hold on. Is chocolate candy...
Well, but it was just a specific chocolate. And it said sold out, so...
And was that candy or is that chocolate bars definitely candy?
I would say it's in the candy vein because it's like, it's sugar.
Sure.
And There's like milk chocolate has milk in it, and sugar and milk are like baked goods. Do you think baked goods
New question. Is cookies candy?
Oh, no.
And perhaps is a cake a candy?
Cake is candy. Cake has candy on it, too.
Right. Can candy have candy on it? The definition of candy is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's a giant umbrella that just encompasses all sweets? Or do you think candy is only rock-hard sugar balls?
Rock-hard sugar balls.
Because we could have different definitions of candy and chocolate and dessert and cookie and chocolate chip cookie and candy chipped cookie.
I think we need to get more information from your friend Graham.
I think we might need to get Graham to give us more definitions, because I just think this is an inconclusive question, because it could be $1 million.
Does this also include Graham crackers?
Yeah, because of his name is Graham.
Yeah.
And probably he would think that's candy because his name is sweet, like candy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I could go for right now is gingerbread cookies.
Oh, because it's Christmas. We're actually making those here. Those are part of the pageant. Well, we're going to make them after the pageant as a celebration for doing the pageant.
Cool.
And I'm going to eat them.
All of them?
Probably. They said that we have to take some home to our family, but... I really want to bring you one, Lucy, and I'll try my hardest, and I'll really try really hard to bring you one, but I might have to eat it.
Why? You know how much I like cookies.
It's just I'm so hungry.
Wait, are you not eating there? Like,
yeah, no, they have beans.
Beans?
They fed us beans.
Just beans. That's it?
Beans and corn.
Beans and corn. Mm-hmm. Well,
and the turkey, but I don't like the turkey.
Oh, yeah, I don't like meat. Meat's gross. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I accidentally ate bacon the other day, and I wanted to throw up.
Oh no!
Yeah,
bacon is like if turkey was squishier, chewier, maybe.
I don't even want to think about the texture of it, because honestly, thinking about it, I ordered a grilled cheese at a restaurant, and I did not ask for the extra bacon on the grilled cheese, and I'm like, why would you put that on there anyway? That doesn't make any sense. And then, so they brought it out, and there was bacon on it, and I took a bite of it, because like I was like, I'm just gonna eat this baconless cheese, grilled cheese,
because you like the grilled cheese.
Yeah, and then. There was bacon on it, and I was like, ew. And then it's all I could taste for like 3 days. But it was just like the juices of the bacon.
Oh.
That like seeped onto the cheese.
That's hard, because cheese is probably the best food.
Cheese is so good.
And maybe a grilled cheese is my favorite meal of all time.
I had one for lunch today, too.
Oh,
I eat them a lot.
Maybe I'll ask Paul to make me a grilled cheese.
That's a good idea.
But maybe he doesn't believe in grilled cheese because of Amarchy.
He's weird.
He's really cool. I actually think you would like him quite a bit. He's really cool. He has really weird beliefs, because I don't know. It's to be seen if he actually really believes in the Mouse Queen. But I think the way he talks is really intelligent.
Well, if you say so. I mean, I don't know. Whatever floats your boat. Let's do another question. I've got a question here. This is from my friend Julia.
Oh.
She says, I found a cyst. What should I do?
Oh. Okay. To address that, in my opinion, I would have to ask the follow-up question. What is a cyst?
A cyst is like when you assist someone with like a task. Or, like, in hockey, like, you get an assist on a goal.
Right, okay, I remember in hockey, because it's, you get points.
Yeah.
And then one of them is an assist. Okay, so can you phrase the question again for me?
I found assist, what should I do? Found
assist, what should I do? So it depends, really. If it's hockey, probably celebrate.
Yeah.
If you're playing hockey, I think you probably would want to celebrate. And then what was the other thing you said? It's helping in the kitchen?
Yeah, like you assist mom with the dinner.
Oh, so she found someone to assist her with dinner.
I guess so. She wrote it really weird. I found assist.
No, it makes sense to me. To me, it's perfectly grammatically correct.
Okay.
But I'm only 7 years old, so what do I know?
You're 8.
I'm 8 now.
You've been 8 this whole time. Okay.
So should we say celebrate, or should we say make a delicious meal with them?
I think celebrate by making a delicious meal. That's is fantastic. Probably what you should do.
That would be good if they did that in the hockey rink.
Yeah.
If they, whenever they got assist, they could use that assist to assist in the kitchen to make a delicious meal for the whole team and the other team too.
They can make grilled cheese for everyone without bacon.
Yeah, well, probably without bacon.
Yeah.
Probably.
Bacon's gross.
It just feels to me that people who play hockey might like bacon.
Not but that's all okay. of them.
Maybe all of them.
I don't know.
I think that's that maybe every single hockey player likes bacon.
All hockey players do not like bacon. That's not that can't be true.
Well, I don't know for sure, but it's possible.
I don't know either.
So to answer your question, yes, probably every single hockey player likes bacon.
Okay. So Julia, I hope you appreciate that answer. Do we have time for one more before we go to a break, or should we go to a break and then do more questions?
I think we should go to a break. This next one seems pretty hefty.
Okay. I'm assuming you need to go pee, so...
I really, really have to go pee.
All right, everyone. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Okay, I've gone pee.
Great. Good job.
I did it, and it felt good. I'm going to be honest with you.
Very happy to hear that.
Quite a relief to pee into a toilet.
Mm-hmm. Instead of into a bed.
A bed, which is usually pretty good relief too, and then I wake up and then it's not that fun as much.
It's not fun at all.
No.
Oh my god. So speaking of bed, so I had this dream last night. It was so crazy. I was dead already. And but it's okay. I was okay.
Oh, thank God.
So I was dead. And I moved in with my new roommates. In the afterlife, you have roommates. And I was like to my roommates, I was like, just because I'm dead doesn't mean I can't communicate with my friends and family, right? And they were like, well, no, like there's some rules about that in the afterlife. And I was like, come on, that can't be, like, I can still, I'm going to send them an email. So I started writing this group email to everyone to be like, hey, everyone, don't worry. I know I'm dead, but like I'm still around and we can still hang out and it's still cool. And the smiley emoji and then winking emoji and then some other emojis. And then my roommate Aristotle came over and he was like, you know, you can't send that, right? And I was like, why not? And he's like, those are the rules of the afterlife.
Oh, that's so sad.
And then I thought, well, maybe, like, because I still want to hang out with my friends and family. Maybe I can haunt them. Be like a haunting ghost.
Yeah.
And still see everybody. But then I woke up. So, because they're like in my dream, this like scary, like dead girl popped up behind me. And I was like, this doesn't make sense because I'm also dead. So why is she so scary?
That's actually just a little bit rude of her to kind of scare another ghost. Because ghosts should be immune to being scared. They've gone through so much.
Truly. So anyway.
That's a lot to think about, because maybe do you think that's why Dad was crying, is because maybe you can't send emails in the afterlife? Maybe he found that he already knows that.
Maybe his dog can't send him an email.
Right. He wasn't. Well, can dogs? I have a question, and you don't have to answer this if you don't know it. But can dogs send emails in the regular life?
Yeah, you can train a dog to send an email. Yeah, of course you can.
Okay. So that actually would make sense why he was crying, because probably he misses the emails he got from his mystery dog.
I think so. Yeah.
Speaking of emails, the next question comes from, it came in email form from someone that you may know very well, Jack the physiotherapist.
Nice, Jack. Jack the physiotherapist. Is still weird.
Yeah, weird guy. Friend of the pod, but real real strange guy. He asks, and I quote, a question about body hair.
Oh, okay.
So he submitted in email form, and I quote, a question about body hair.
Is there a question mark at the end of it or a period?
Nope.
Nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know Jack really loves body hair. Like, mm-hmm. he literally wouldn't stop talking about yep. it in our Halloween episode.
Pretty obsessed with the idea of anyone growing up and being covered in body hair.
Well, I guess if we're questioning body hair, like, why do we need body hair? What's the point? And, like, why do animals also need fur?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so we're coming up with a question about body hair. Interesting.
Well, I why? Am a questioning body
mm-hmm.
hair.
Mm-hmm. Why do we need body hair? And why does animal needs fur? Okay, that is an excellent a question about body hair. Mm-hmm. I think my mm-hmm. a question about body hair might be this. Can I have different color, please?
Yeah.
That's probably my question yeah. about body hair is, can I have a different that's color, a, please?
That's a good question about body hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can mine be cotton candy?
Oh, that's very interesting. So when it falls off, you can eat it like it's cotton candy.
Yeah, or I could just like rip it off and then it instantly mm-hmm. regrows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a really good idea.
So I then think... I just have an endless supply of cotton candy on me.
Yeah, and then probably Jack would be quite happy about the body hair.
Yeah, he seems like the kind of guy that would be into, like, kids' endless. Candy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I bet he likes candy. He seems the type.
He was really interested in trick-or-treating.
Yeah, yeah. He liked hanging out at Halloween. Yeah, he was...
Yeah.
If our dad is a real, like, Christmassy kind of guy, then Jack the physiotherapist seems to be a real Halloween-type guy.
Jack. Well, Jack, thanks for the question.
Yep.
Moving
you.
On.
Thank you for submitting, Jack.
I have a question from the lady that, remember we went trick-or-treating at her house, Monica?
Yes, yes, Monica.
Okay, so Monica says, how to beat the winter blues?
another one of these questions.
Yeah. How to beat the winter blues. How to save money for a house. How to beat the winter blues.
That's so interesting.
First of all, what are winter blues?
Winter blues. Well, snow is white.
Yeah.
Not blue.
Sometimes people have blue lights on their house,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. The ice sometimes looks kind of blue.
It's true.
Ice is blue. Winter lights is blue.
I see like a lot of blue in like in cartoons and stuff, like in the shows we watch. Mm-hmm. Like if it's set in wintertime,
mm-hmm.
it's like it's all blue. It's not really white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
I wonder why Monica would want everything to not be blue.
Maybe she really believes, and that's like she really thinks that cartoons should portray snow as it should be, which is pure white. So she might be trying to defeat cartoons and their inaccurate portrayal of the color of snow.
That sounds about right. You know, Monica is like, she's an odd duck. Like, she goes against the grain. Like, she just marches to the beat of her own drum. Yep.
Absolutely. So she probably...
Her skin ripping off all the time.
Yeah, well, that's true. That was really scary.
That was really scary.
Do you think that...
I want to see that every day of my life, though.
I would love to never see that again, probably.
It was
ever.
Really cool.
Yeah. Do you think that that has anything to do with the winter blues? Do you think that maybe that is part of her spells or something?
Maybe. Because if it's blue outside, then maybe she can't rip her skin off. And then she likes to rip her skin off. Like,
yeah, that's
she
true.
Seemed to really like it. So.
Interesting. Maybe the cartoon snow doesn't work for her magic spells, but the real white snow does.
Yeah.
So how do we
I don't
it?
Know.
How do we beat the cartoon snow?
Can you, like, maybe you can do, like, a, maybe you get boxing gloves, and then you could just punch it all away.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Get some boxing gloves and punch away the winter blues.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, because probably you could just punch it until it's not blues anymore.
Yeah. So violence. Yep. Violence is the answer.
Yeah. I think for this one, and I'm not usually one to incite violence.
But if it's beating the winter blues, like that kind of like already.
Sometimes it's necessary.
Yeah. And
Paul told me that. Paul said that sometimes we really do have to respond with violence.
I don't know about this guy.
No, but he says only when it really is important. Hmm. Only when it's our oppressors.
Who are our oppressors?
So perhaps the Winter Blues are our oppressors.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Insightful, Emmett. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of you.
I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
This sleepaway winter Christmas camp is quite good for me, I think. Quite formative.
And you've only been there since 6 p.m. last night.
Yeah, I'm very tired.
Did you not sleep?
No, I had to go pee.
Oh, no.
If I fell asleep, then I probably would have gone pee all over Jeremy.
Why didn't you just go to the bathroom?
Right.
Okay, maybe tonight that's your plan, okay?
Do you think I can go to the bathroom? Okay. Well, okay. Okay.
Yeah. You've done it like 4 times during the recording of this episode. I think you can handle it.
But that's not when I'm comfy in my bed.
Well, you're just going to have to do it.
Okay. I'll give it a try.
Or sleep on the toilet.
Oh my God. Why have I never thought of that?
I don't know, but it seems like a logical answer to me.
I should always sleep on the toilet. Do you think mom and dad would be okay with that? Oh, I remember why. I know why I don't like this idea.
Why?
Because I really like my bed.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice.
But you don't like the sleepaway camp bed, so like you could just sleep on the toilet while you're there.
Yes. This might be a temporary solution.
Yeah.
Very temporary. Cool. I have more questions.
Great. Go for it.
This one's related to Christmas. This one is from Maggie. Maggie says, "What do you want for Christmas from Santa?"
Ooh.
So that pretty straightforward question and really gives us a lot to work with here.
Hmm. Well, I think I'm kind of growing out of, like, you know, the Barbie and, like, the doll phase. So I think, I really think I would like a halter top.
And what is that?
So it's like, it's a top that like, it doesn't have sleeves or anything. It just like, it has a hole that goes around your neck and then it's like a little bit backless. Like, so there's not really a back to it.
Like a reverse cape.
Actually, it's kind of like a reverse cape.
Backward superhero.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah. I think I'd like a halter top, and I think I would probably also like some earrings that have peace signs on them. And I think that's, like a pink really fuzzy good. Pen And mm-hmm. I These think also, like, nice. Yeah, like, some platforms, because you can never have enough platform shoes.
Mm-hmm. No,
those are the best kind of shoes.
Yeah, so, I think probably all of mine are platform shoes.
You've got regular shoes, Emmett.
No, but you said you could never have enough platform shoes, so probably all of mine are platform shoes.
What do you want from Santa?
I probably would like a grilled cheese sandwich. Actually, ooh, can I have 2 grilled cheese sandwiches from Santa on Christmas?
That's all you want?
No. I could ask for more.
Yeah, I asked for a halter top and a pink fuzzy pen and platform shoes.
I could probably use another pair of platform shoes because mine are getting a little worn out. And I actually might like, similar to the halter top, but I want it to be a backwards halter top.
So a cape.
So kind of like a cape. Something that perhaps a Superman would wear.
Okay.
So that would be a halter top is what I want, and platform shoes. And probably...
Why are you copying me?
To write my
poems. Why are you just copying me?
I could probably use a nice utensil to write my poems. And probably I want it to feel nice on my fingers, so fuzzy. And I'm not strict about colors, but I've been really digging pink lately. So maybe a pink fuzzy pen.
You can't, you gotta stop copying me.
Oh, did you say that too?
Those are literally all the things that I said that I wanted.
You didn't say grilled cheese sandwich.
I think it's implied that I want a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, we can implied to Santa.
All right, I have one more question.
Perfect, I have one
I don't
more
know
too.
If you have any more, but I personally have one more. Cool. And it is from, this is from my friend Julia. Oh. And it says... I want to be Santa. How do I do that?
Oh, that is such a good question.
I think you have to kill Santa, like the current Santa.
Right. That's the Santa Claus.
Yeah. That is the only movie that I know that explains
how
Santa works really, really well.
This is interesting, because you probably just have to kill Santa. Or, hear me out, make Santa die of natural causes.
Ooh.
So it's not violence. You could force him to die of natural causes.
Real question, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I've heard rumblings of some people who say that Santa doesn't actually exist. Do you think Santa is actually just a ghost?
Oh, that could be interesting. Do you think that that's why he's so old?
I think it could be.
That would make sense, but he's just magic.
But that's the thing. If he's magical, then maybe he's not actually, like, mortal, like Dad's mortal.
Yeah, because so you think Santa doesn't have to deal with his own mortality and look at a picture of
cry. He never cries about his mortality because he's immortal. He lives forever.
I think that's probably true.
But ghosts live forever too, so therefore, wouldn't he be a ghost?
Yeah, yep. I think that's the only conclusion. Yeah. Unless a zombie.
That's what I think.
A zombie?
But a zombie isn't immortal. A zombie just comes back from the dead. But you can still kill a zombie by chopping off their head or shooting them in the head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Santa, you think we can't do that to him?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah. Then probably we can't kill Santa and the Santa Claus movie is a lie. I have a new idea.
How else do you become Santa?
Just do a second Santa.
A second Santa?
South Pole Santa.
Wouldn't that be like an evil Santa?
No. Well, I mean, depends on what your friend Julia wants.
She's kind of evil.
She could be evil Santa, South Pole Santa. Give gifts that are like, probably like bacon grilled cheese or something.
Ew!
Imagine.
Why would you even say that? That's so gross.
Hey, that was South Pole Santa talking, not me.
Oh, man. I don't like South Pole Santa.
Yeah.
South Pole Santa, please don't come to our house.
Yeah, well, South Pole Santa could go to other people. The naughty houses. That could be that so that Santa doesn't have to deliver coal. Santa could give the just
Santa could just focus on good presents and good kids.
Mm-hmm. That actually would be really good and time efficient for him, I'm sure.
I think so. I think, yeah, you're onto something there. Okay, cool.
South Pole Santa. The answer is South Pole Santa.
Yeah, you're going to be South Pole Santa, Julia.
All right, I have one final question from a listener.
Great. What is it?
This comes from a listener named Cecilia. Cecilia asks, have you ever ridden a horse?
Oh. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
There you go, Cecilia.
The answer to that question is yes. A resounding yes from both Lucy and Emmett.
That's correct.
Yep. Cool. Well...
That was a great way to end our listener questions.
That was really good. We did all the questions.
A very straightforward answer from both of us.
I mean, we're all on the same page. We answered the question. It was a very clear... Yep. Actually, you know what? All right, we should give awards.
Okay.
Before we go. I would like to give...
Yeah, because that was the clearest award of questions.
That's my award for the clearest question is going to go to Cecilia.
Congratulations, Cecilia.
Do you want to give an award?
I want to give an award to best statement, mm-hmm. and that's going to go to Jack, the mm-hmm. physiotherapist.
Oh, yes, for a question about body hair.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Great job.
Well, I guess we'll be back in a couple of weeks. We've got a super special Christmas special coming up.
Yeah, Christmas.
It's like... really special. We have a musical theater mm-hmm. star on it. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be like so good.
Probably all my best friends will be there too. Paul, I'm sure I'll invite Paul to come.
Paul?
I'll ask him. Mm-hmm. I'll ask him right after this.
Okay.
But I might have to tell him about the Mouse Queen first, so we'll see how that goes.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about this guy.
Well, you'll meet him. You'll meet him. You'll get to know him.
All right.
Well,
okay.
That was Sleepaway Christmas. Yes. I'm gonna go sleep away now and probably prepare a little bit more for the pageant. What are you gonna do?
I'm also gonna prepare for a pageant that I have tomorrow night.
What?
Yeah.
What? One without me?
And by the time this comes out, you can't come see it. So, but there will be videos of it. If you go to youtube.com/bigchickenergysketch, you'll be able to see some of the pageant that I was in tomorrow night, which is now last night, mm-hmm. if you're listening to this on the day that it comes out.
Right. Okay.
Which is December 10th.
Wow. And my pageant, which is later on, but is the same thing. So watch it, and you can watch my pageant too, and it's the same thing, but it's different because it's Christmas pageant and I'm at sleepaway camp.
And it'll where are people going to watch it?
Good question. What did you say?
I said Big Chick Energy Sketch.
Mm-hmm. Probably watch mine there too.
No. No.
No?
Yours is going to be somewhere else.
Mine probably will be on the Seashells for Shale
YouTube That sounds about channel. Right.
Okay.
That sounds much more appropriate.
Let's hope. Here's okay. to hoping. That's my Christmas
Here's
pageant.
To hoping.
And as okay. always, unless you had something else you wanted to just add.
I think, you know what I want to add is like, every week, every other week, when we put out an episode, I say, go check out this lady, Emily Milling, and mm-hmm. like check out some of her music. Mm-hmm. I really think if you wanted to give her an amazing Christmas present, it would be to just listen to her music nonstop over the entire holiday break.
Yep, nonstop. Keep it on while you sleep.
Yeah, so loud. Listen to her
Probably
album
pretty
called...
Loud.
Yeah. Listen to her album called Take Your Life More Seriously, just on repeat, as loud as possible.
Okay. We always do that. You and I, we sit in yeah. the room and do it. But I have my MP3 player here at Sleepaway Camp, so I'll listen to it here too.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Well, if that's it, then I would like to say, as always, the mayor lives in the mayor mansion, and in the mayor mansion there's a mouse house, and in the mouse house is the mouse queen who lives on the mouse tightrope, and the mouse queen and the squirrel king will probably take over the world.
Yay!
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Lucy and Emmett's podcast. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe. It'll help more awesome people like you find our awesome show. Oh my god. You can send us an email at lucyandemmettspodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Instagram at Lucy and Emmett's podcast. And you can follow me, Emily Milling, at emily.milling, or you can follow Luke at Luke's Instantgram. Holy cadoodle! This episode is brought to you by t-shirts, because I'm wearing one. Have a great day. Bye!